When did you begin to love music?
Oh, I think it was given at my birth or something like that. It's in my genes, in my heritage from my mother and my father.
Okay.
So that was pretty early, I think.
Okay, thank you. Which band or songwriter have influenced your music?
Oh, I started off listening to Norwegian children artists and, you know, like folk music, fiddle and harmonica, stuff like that. And when I get into the age of 12 and stuff like that, we were very into heavy metal, you know, like Kiss and Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, stuff like that. And we outgrew those bands, I think. Started to listening to more progressive stuff. Also the new wave of guitarism coming from United States has always been a big influence, like Sonic Youth, of course. Great band.
Okay.
But it goes ever on. We are into a lot of jazz music as well. John Coltrane and Sun Ra. There's so much beautiful music on earth besides rock and roll music. So
a different kind of music.
Mm.
Can you say something about your new album, Lisa, and about the lyrics and the music?
The lyrics, I think, is more melancholic, looking back on some kind of growth, I feel, personally. I don't know what everybody else hears in them. I think Bent's words are very, what do you say, picturesque. They don't have to have one meaning, so there are a lot of feelings related to them. It can be anything, really.
Okay.
The album is maybe more, as a whole, more melts down to one thing, not so diverse as Timothy's Monster and Demon Box. Much more compact in a way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
If you could go back, which album you wouldn't do?
Oh, and no regrets whatsoever. I'm very happy that everything worked out the way they were. Of course, you never stop to listen to your own mistakes. I would, though, gone back to the Lobotomizer album, our very first album, and put some bass guitars in it, because they are not there, you know.
Okay. How much is the mix of your song influenced by electronic?
You mean if we use much electronic devices to process the sound?
Yeah.
In the studio, we of course jump around, and this time we went to Atlantis Studio in Stockholm, which gave us many new possibilities to mix and to do whatever we wanted to do. I mean, we use every thinkable way of trying to grasp this feeling, whether it's via computers or via the fiddle, you know.
Okay. How much important is music and lyrics for you in your music?
Oh, it's
the percentage, like a percentage.
Yes, it should be some kind of they should overcome each other and make some kind of balance.
Yes.
You hear that clearly. You can't sing about love and happiness and play like sound like an atomic bomb, you know.
Are you a self-taught person, or you learn to play in some kind of musical school?
No, I'm self-taught. And every band member in Motorcycle is self-taught.
Which of your songs do you like best, and why?
Plan number one.
Yes, that's one of them, and also the Golden Core must be one of my happiest moments, because that is one story. We played it a lot live, the Golden Core from the Timothy's Monster album. We played it lots live before we recorded it, and we had such a great feeling playing it live, so we were some kind of nervous when we went to the studio, and what happened if we didn't get to grasp the feeling in the studio? Then I would have stopped playing, I think, but it went okay. And
How much is rock and Norwegian folk music popular in your country?
Oh, the biggest artists sell around 400,000 copies. This is one album every 10th home, no? There lives 4 million people in Norway only. Mm-hmm. 4 million is, I don't know, how big is Milan?
Milan, I think about 1 or 2 million.
Okay, two times Milan and you have the population of Norway. So the scene is not that big, you know. It's everybody knows everybody, and it's very good for us to come to Europe to play, because you can't live from playing in Norway only.
Is there a tie between new and Norwegian traditional music?
Not a conscious tie, but we are into country and folk music. Very often we listen to folk music from USA, but we must remember again that the United States of America is full of Norwegian people, Irish people, German people, Italian people, you know. It all come from Europe in the first place, so it feels some kind of natural, I think.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks.